in the limelight. Yemenis have retaliated against US-supported Saudi war crimes with decisive attacks to cripple the Aramco oil installations, whilst the suppliers of lethal weaponry to Saudi Arabia are trying in vain to accuse the Islamic Republic of Iran. Stay with us for an interesting article titled "Ansar Allah Used 10 Drones Destabilize Petrodollar as the West Falsely Blames Iran." The author of the article is Josiah Thayer of the Pursuance Project. Josiah Thayer founded WEDA in 2014 to combat mainstream media narratives. He's also an anti-war activist and the online organizer behind Op Yemen, on which the article appeared. Saturday, 14th of September, there was an attack on the Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil facilities in Amqaiq. The facility is host to the Master Gas System, the world's largest single hydrocarbon network with 288 trillion square feet of oil reserves. Oil from the world's largest offshore oil field, the Safaniya oil field, and the world's largest onshore oil field, the Ghawar oil field, along with over 100 other oil fields, are part of this system, which is connected into the master gas system at the Aramco oil processing facilities in eastern Saudi Arabia. The Ansar Allah movement in Yemen claimed responsibility for the attack in an announcement that was aired on the Ansar Allah's Al Masira satellite news channel. Claims by America's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, talking heads in media and the government of Saudi Arabia, that Iran is responsible for the drone strikes at Saudi Aramco, or that the Ansar Allah do not have the capability to carry out such a strike, are utterly false. According to the United Nations, the Ansar Allah movement in Yemen have UAVX drones with a range of over 930 miles, which would put Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in range of Ansar Allah's drone capabilities. Not only have the Ansar Allah claimed responsibility for the attack on the Abqaiq oil facility in eastern Saudi Arabia, but they have stated their motive for doing so very clearly. The Ansar Allah attack on Saudi Aramco was in direct response to the Saudi 4.5-year-long bombardment of Yemen, which has killed over 100,000 people, with civilians being targeted 67% of the time, according to data released by the project called Armed Conflict Location and Event Data. A military spokesman for the Ansar Allah movement, General Yahya Sari, stated on Ansar Allah's Al Masira satellite television network that the attacks would continue unless Saudi Arabia stopped its bombing of Yemen. Even before the fires were put out at the Abqaiq oil processing facility in eastern Saudi Arabia, America's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was blaming Iran, despite the fact that his country is complicit in the war crimes against the people of Yemen. The United States has supplied deadly weaponry and provided intelligence to Saudi Arabia to carry out all sorts of war crimes in Yemen. The Saudis were still investigating who committed the attack on the Abqaiq oil processing facility, but at this point, if the Saudi officials didn't come out publicly and also point the finger of blame at Iran for the attacks, then they would have been disagreeing with the United States. Britain, France and Germany all parroted the claim by the United States that Iran was responsible for the attack. Their claim that Iran is responsible is because the drones were allegedly Iranian-made, But wouldn't that make the United States responsible for the missile attacks on a school bus in Yemen that killed 50 Yemeni schoolchildren heading to a summer camp, since that missile was manufactured in the United States? The United States, France, Germany and Britain are all complicit in creating the worst man-made humanitarian crisis in the world, because each one of these nations has negligently been selling arms to Saudi Arabia, a country which has committed egregious war crimes in Yemen. The international community cannot fathom that the Yemeni Ansar Allah movement threw a giant stick into the spokes of the petrodollar, that one of the poorest nations in the world blew holes in the pockets of the richest nations in the world, because this is a frightening reality to global power, the poor attacking the rich. That is terrifying. Thus, they have to create their own reality that is both politically and economically beneficial to them by blaming the Islamic Republic of Iran. Narratives pushed by talking heads in media and the international community want you to believe that the Ansar Allah aren't smart enough to pull off this attack. They want you to think that they are a poor and uneducated people, just like the people of every other country the Americans have brought so-called democracy to in the last 50 years. Yemen is a sovereign nation and has every right under international law to retaliate when the country is being bombed for over 4 years by a Saudi-led coalition. The people of Yemen support the popular Ansar Allah movement, whilst the self-styled Prime Minister of Yemen recently spoke at the United Nations and thanked Saudi Arabia for all they have done for Yemen. This guy who calls himself Prime Minister of Yemen is not even elected. He was appointed by Saudi Arabia and does not support the views of the Yemeni people, who are behind the popular Ansar Allah movement. The Ansar Allah have warned that they will continue to attack vital sites within Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates if those two countries continue their bomb attacks and airstrikes on Yemen. The Ansar Allah have demonstrated the capability to strike deep within Saudi Arabia with precision. The Ansar Allah have negotiated peace deals on the international stage and, despite all the false assumptions about them, have proven to be able to govern and defend their land from enemies that are much more powerful than them. The Ansar Allah have also publicly proposed peace deals to end the war in Yemen. All they have asked for is that the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia stop their airstrikes and bombing campaign in Yemen. How long will the international community continue to ignore the Ansar Allah? The petrodollar is why this attack on Saudi Aramco was the leading story on every major media outlet across the world. The same outlets that reported breathlessly about the attack on Saudi Aramco oil facilities and parroted US State Department talking points blaming Iran for the attacks are the same media outlets that have refused to cover the war in Yemen. There are over 22 million in desperate need of humanitarian aid in Yemen, but this is not the leading story on every media outlet across the globe. 85,000 innocent children under 5 years old have already perished or starved to death in this war. But this is not a story that the Western media are publishing. Saudi Arabia targeted civilians in Yemen with airstrikes over 4,500 times since 2015. And again, rather unsurprisingly, this is not a story as far as the Western media is concerned. But destabilizing the petrodollar, that is international news.